USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The first official day of winter is still a month away, but winter is making its presence known across the United States as lake effect snow piles up in western New York through the weekend. A blast of cold Arctic air will send temperatures downward from the northern Rockies to the southern plains. Taylor Swift's concert tour is getting off to a rocky start. Her ticketing agency is having problems with all the internet traffic as demand is high. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau reports.
Ticketmaster is canceling Friday's public sale of concert tickets for Taylor Swift's upcoming tour. The company cites an extraordinarily high demand on ticketing systems. It also says a cancellation is caused by an insufficient remaining ticket inventory to meet the demand the sale will generate. This comes as investigations have been launched into Ticketmaster for its handling of the sale of tickets for Swift's The Eras Tour.
House Republicans held a press conference Thursday, the morning after officially taking the majority, vowing to investigate the Biden family's business dealings. The evidence on the Biden laptop, they say, ignored under Democrat rule, will now see the light of day. Republicans are concerned President Biden may be compromised with the foreign government, saying he's been lying to the American people about not knowing any of his family's pay-for-play business deals. Meta Platforms Facebook has fired or disciplined more than two dozen employees and contractors over the last year, whom it accuses of improperly taking over user accounts, in some cases allegedly for bribes. Meta says in some cases, workers accepted thousands of dollars in bribes from outside hackers to access user accounts. The Green Bay Packers' woes continue, losing to the Tennessee Titans last night, 27-17. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
There's a meat recall in America. Ellie Andrews from our Los Angeles Bureau has more.
Tyson Fresh Meats has recalled about 93,697 pounds of raw ground beef products, saying it may be contaminated with, quote, extraneous materials, specifically reflective mirror light material. This was announced by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service. The affected ground beef was produced and shipped to retail locations in Texas, including HEB grocery stores. There have been no confirmed reports of injury or illnesses from the recalled beef.
The driver responsible for intentionally running over people during a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin last year was handed his sentence. Waukesha County Circuit Judge Jennifer Doro tells Daryl Brooks Jr. his future.
On counts 1 through 6, this court is imposing a life sentence without the possibility or eligibility for extended supervision consecutive to one another.
Robert Clary, a French-born survivor of Nazi concentration camps during World War II, he also played a feisty prisoner of war in the 1960s sitcom Hogan's Heroes, you know, the guy with the French accent. He died Wednesday of natural causes at his home in Los Angeles, California. He was 96. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.